Today's words of wisdom, The Hotel Called Life, will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oloxese or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from diverse cultures and all walks of life have called this great nation home. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai, having honored her with prestigious accolade in sincere appreciation. With her boundless compassion, in 1993, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent relief teams to provide material assistance and comfort to residents of the 6 Midwestern states that were heavily affected by flooding, one of the most severe in the country's history. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert in Washington, D.C., entitled A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert held at the Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams with volunteers from all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims and their families. On August 27, 2011, in Los Angeles, California, USA, at Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary celebration, featuring the world premiere of The Real Love, a musical inspired by the true story of Supreme Master Ching Hai, 6 U.S.-based nonprofit organizations dedicated to environmental or humanitarian causes were the recipients of Supreme Master Ching Hai's loving donations at a total amount of $210,000. They were Child Help, Earth Save International, Environmental Media Association, Greenpeace, United Way of Greater Los Angeles, and United Way Worldwide. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her benevolent assistance to all parts of the United States. From Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Hotel Called Life, given on June 23, 2001 in Fresno, California, USA.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
Dear Master, you said that all of the inventions and ideas that come from the universe are garbage. I have a lot of these. So being initiated and practicing, will I improve?
Oh, sure. You invent some better garbage. I don't mean garbage. What I mean is whatever we have here, even the best invention, are left over, you know, unwanted from the other higher developed society. As we are not as developed as them, these garbage are excellent for us. So please do collect some more, okay? We need these.
Dear Master, if I have been a vegetarian for a long, long time, but I have eaten eggs, may I still be initiated?
Okay, no problem. Just don't eat no more. Eggs attract negative energy and make you slow in spiritual progress.
Dear Master, what is the difference between God and Jesus?
No difference. I and my Father are one. Didn't he tell you? Well, there's a difference because people saw him in the physical body. And we don't see God in this physical body. So we thought God, Jesus, different. But God manifested within Jesus to show people the way back to themselves.
Master, why do we have physical ailments? Do they teach us something, or are we to struggle to overcome them?
Sickness are some malfunction in our spiritual, mental, emotional, or physical body. Some sickness came from spiritual dis-ease. Some came from emotional unbalanced. Some came from physical discomfort. So we have to check what kind of sickness is that. Most of the disease came from bad karmic background. Yes, but others than that, sometimes we also do not take care of our body very well. Okay? A body is like a car. You have to refuel it. You have to polish it. You have to wash it. You have to change oil and gasoline now and then and check the engine periodically so that it runs well. But many of us take rotten care of ourselves. Yes, if you feel tired, depressed, you should take vitamin, have good rest, relax, do some yoga. If you don't want to be initiated here, go find some yoga group, at least do some yogic exercise. Do something that is good and relax you. Listen to music, watch a good relaxing film. Take vitamins, take vitamin B12 more if you're depressed. That's what they say. It helps depression. And a lot of multivitamin to compensate for some lacking nutrition in our diet. Because some of us eat junk all the time and don't realize it and expect the car to run well. If the car, you have to put a petrol and you put water and it don't run. Yeah? And the body needs a lot of nutrition, need protein, need vitamin, need fruit, need vegetable, need good food. If you keep eating, you know, unnutritious food every day, not balanced, then of course your body get ill too, eh?
Dear Master, is it true that after initiation one must give up all worldly wealth and possessions, such as money and jewelry, in order to attain enlightenment?
If you want to. But it doesn't cost that much. Costs only like a few hours a day if you can spare that. That's it, nothing else. No money ever needed. You keep everything that you have right now. I never demand anything from you. Never, ever. Keep everything, enjoy this life, and be blessed while you meditate. That's it. So you can have both, eh?
What constitutes sexual immorality in the five precepts, and does this include homosexuality?
No. Sexual misconduct means you should not indulge yourself too much in this physical activity and forsake, you know, spiritual practice. Yes. If you happen to love a person of your own sexual identity, then you should just practice moderate also. Yeah? Homosexuality is not forbidden. It's just that you should have love. If you really love, not just sex. You understand? Sex is not good. Love is okay. Whether you love a woman, between a man and a woman, or between a woman and a woman, and a man and a man. Because when we love, it's with the heart, with the soul. When we have sex, that's just physical. It's not engaged in emotional involvement, commitment. It's not engaged in spiritual elevation. You see, therefore, it's not satisfying, and it is degrading our feeling. Afterward, we don't feel good about ourselves. And that is what we call misconduct. All right? And if you have one, maybe you should honor each other and not hurt the other's feeling by including many others, for example, like that. Because the sexual gift is a gift from God. It's not to be misused. It's better to accompany sexual activity with love. Then you feel much better. You feel more noble. It's okay. Just keep love, okay? Whatever you do, do it with love. Right? Do it with love. Then it's okay.
Dear Master, after 24 years of meditation, my marriage dissolved. I loved my husband, and this makes me sad. Why did this happen?
What kind of meditation is that? 24 years, right? Well, it's not my fault. I wasn't there, okay? I'm here only 15 years or something. Well, the meditation is not the cause of your marriage separation, eh? The separation came as a karmic solution. Yeah? Everything comes and goes in certain time. Today you see these beautiful flowers here. Tomorrow they die. If not next week. Everything take care of itself in time, including our life. We won't last here forever. So if the marriage lasts until the end of our life, then it's okay. It's only a couple more decades. Huh? It lasts 24 years or it lasts 44 years. Not much different, just the numbers. The marriage lasts long or not long, it doesn't prove anything. Go find another man, in short.
Dear Master, I am 14 years old. My mother has been very sick for 10 years now, since I was a little girl. I know I should be strong, but a lot of the time it is very hard for me. Do you have any advice?
Not much. I feel sorry for you. You are a very good girl, strong one. Continue, pray to God for help. Yeah, for the inside strength. Get initiation, practice, that will help you to feel super, superwoman.
Master, why is the age limit imposed for initiation? Is it because they are unfit or beyond the scope of initiation?
Well, they don't have enough time to finish the course. If it's the elderly one, you know. And if it's young or too young, they need their permission from their parents so that they can help them, yeah? So that they don't go against their parents' will. So that's it. It's the world. This world is like that. It goes with this physical law and everything.
If I get initiated today, and if for any reason I can't practice, or if I stop, what negative effect will that have on me?
Then you don't practice anymore. This is the worst thing could happen to you. Huh? If you married somebody and then you divorce, what happened? Then you divorced, right?
Master, how can I know that I have improved in my spiritual practice?
How? You will know. You will know. Just like you grow up and you know that you're growing.
Dear Master, is enlightenment the same as living in one will with God? Is it the same thing as surrendering my human will to God and to live only with the will of God?
Yes, same thing.
What are the main reasons or things that stop our path towards enlightenment?
Ourselves. When we want to practice, nothing can stop us. When we do not want, then everything can stop us.
Master, I am Catholic, so can I still keep my beliefs and my practices and my prayers and be initiated?
Me too. I'm Catholic too.
There is a cause and effect law in the universe. So is it possible to eliminate the wrongdoing that we have already caused?
No. Cannot. But we could minimize the effect by spiritual strength and knowledge. And we could avoid the future repeating of these same mistakes.
Master, if I already studied with an enlightened Zen master, what is the difference between you and that Zen master? Can I study with many teachers at the same time and be awakened?
If you have enough time. I don't know how enlightened your master is. You gotta ask him whether he can take you to the highest kingdom and be with you all the way from the physical level up to the very highest level, then you don't have to come. If the answer is no, then come quick.
Master, I have seen examples of teachers showing students the light and the sound, and those students are not being guided correctly. These students become lost, almost like being disoriented. What assurance can you give that your guidance is well?
Well, you can ask my people. If they are well, then you know. You know the tree by the fruits, no?
Dear Master, in the book, Conversations with God, it is said that earth is heaven. We are living in heaven, and if we think we have to go to heaven, we have already placed ourselves in a lower level, and there is nowhere to go but here. So what is the difference between here and heaven? Because we are put here to experience everything, the good and the bad, aren't we?
Yes, that's true. But do you know heaven here already? Can you sit there and see heaven? If you can't, I have to show you. It's true. Heaven you can see right here, but you have to know how. Anywhere, you can see it in the toilet, and in airplane, in the park, and anywhere, in supermarket, anywhere, it's true. It's true, but you have to know where to look. And that's what I'm here to show you. Thank you. Wow, that makes me feel good.
Okay. Master, I am a student. My major is nursing and medical terminology. I'm required to teach biology lab to complete this major to get my degree. We kill some animals and some kinds of vegetables to make experiences, then compare them. Killing the animals, then, is violence. I can't bear to see my classmates killing the animals. Does it affect my meditation? Will it affect my meditation? Do I have to change my major to avoid killing the animals? I would like to complete my major.
If you like to complete your major, then you have already answered yourself. If you don't want to kill animals, then don't. If your classmate kill them, that's their problem. You can't limit everyone to do what they want. You just do what you want. Yeah? You just go ahead with your study. Tell them you don't like to kill animals, but you just watch. Okay?
Dear Master, what do you think about hallucinogenic plants to connect ourselves spiritually?
Any drug is not natural. Everything you already have in here, what do you need of drug? Okay? My path is just to show you what you already have. Not that you have to add on. We are already confused enough in this world. We don't need to add any more confusion to our mind and our system. Drugs have bad effect in the long run. Everybody knows that, huh?
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.5 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide. 1 in 6 deaths on the road in the UK are caused by drunk driving. In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use.
Cost of alcohol-related illnesses. $186.4 billion in the United States. £2.41 million for prescription medications each year in England, UK, with overall health costs in the billions. Up to $210 to $665 billion globally.
Disease. Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum, linked to 20% of breast cancer cases. Liver disease, cardiovascular disease, mental toxicity, sleep pattern disturbance, including frequent awakening and reduced rest. Brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage.
Organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects, children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence. Child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit.
Some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Tobacco use kills one person every 6 seconds. Smoking-related costs, $193 billion annually in the United States alone. Depression, light and mild cigarettes just as harmful. Causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, and kidney failure. Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer. Lung cancer. Esophagus cancer. Kidney cancer. Bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Emphysema. Bronchitis. Stroke. Impotence.
Additional harms for exposure to secondhand smoke. 600,000 deaths worldwide each year. Childhood arteriosclerosis leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood. Sudden infant death syndrome. More than 80% of the babies who die are exposed to secondhand smoke. Infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection. Cleft lip or palate. Hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys. Circulatory problems in women. Lung damage in children, leading to adult emphysema. Lung cancer in non-smoking restaurant servers. Hearing loss across all frequencies. Childhood behavioral problems when exposed while in the womb. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit.
some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse. Over 200,000 deaths each year. Costs of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' drug and alcohol use.
Harmful effects. Brain damage with mental and emotional losses, stroke, heart disease, and irreversible damage. Liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence.
Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the US committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period.
Social costs. US businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for health care, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users.
Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production.
Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities.
Plus more.
Subsidize and convert the drug industry into vegetable organic farming.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Drug begins with ignorance and frustration of the young people of our age, because many of the organizations sometimes failed in satisfying their spiritual need for the higher meaning of life, more than just material, because material today we don't like. Therefore they are charmed, they are seduced into taking drugs, because in taking drugs sometimes they can have hallucination and feel comforted for a very short time. But little did they realize the very grave consequence after that. Therefore meditation is the best way to relieve all this suffering of the people when they want to know God, they want to know happiness inside. Because our happiness through meditation, through the light and the music of heaven, is everlasting and is always improved and always more and more happiness and never have any consequence like the drug. If we can propagate more the meditational benefit, then the drug effect on people will be less, and they will understand where to turn to for a longer lasting happiness.
If there is no sadness, how can you really appreciate happiness in heaven?
Sure. Well, there is sadness enough, so now is the time to appreciate happiness, okay?
Is the Kuan Yin method similar to Zen? Can I practice both and still awaken?
After a while, you will know that you should just choose the Kuan Yin method. I've been in Zen. The real Zen before is the Kuan Yin method. Okay?
My son gets initiated today, and my husband too. Please give me some tips to help them keep the precepts.
Oh, they will. If I have to give them tips, then what else can I do? There's already everything written there. They have chosen to do it, then they would keep it.
Is a human clone or any clone of a living thing still a creation of God?
Oh, you want me to get killed? You ask me many controversial questions. Well, I would leave the creation choice to God. That's my answer. Okay? Yes. We have enough trouble already with overpopulation and maniacs and, you know, mishap and everything on this planet already due to technical failure. So I would just leave the creation power in the hand of God. Huh? Thank you. You want to hear another joke? It's not very spiritual, but it's appropriate. It's in the internet. Well, I don't want to claim author, you know, authorship for this because it's somebody else. It was a joke like this. You know, after reading too many airplane crash and airplane problem and airplane danger on the newspaper, people were fed up and went on strike and they don't want to go on an airplane anymore. They were so scared. So can I get crashed or get exploded in the airplane? So there was a company, a group of scientists, you know, they put all effort together to make an airplane which has no man pilot, yeah? Just everything controlled by electronic and computer, yes, a machine. So after a long time, they have made this airplane. And this is the first flight ever. And all the passengers already board on the airplane and then ready. And then after the airplane took off, they heard a voice, you know, similar to human voice from the computer saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first ever electronically controlled airplane. Now there will be no more human failure that we used to be worried about. Now just kick back and relax because there's nothing that can go wrong. Go wrong, go wrong, go wrong, go wrong, go wrong." Yeah, you got the point, huh? Thank you.
Dear Master, how do you control the negative or bad thinking that pops into your head?
I just leave it. Leave it. It will go by itself. If you keep battling with all this negative forever, you don't have time for the positive. So every time you recognize some negative thought in your head, just replace it with some positive one. Yeah? Go do something more positive, more fun, and forget about that. Or during meditation, I will teach you how to combat this problem.
Dear Master, how do we take care of bugs and insects in our house if we can't kill? They cause illness, they contaminate our clothing and food.
Oh, you should take care before they came in, not after. It's a little late, but okay. You just clean your house thoroughly with water and vinegar, 50-50. That disinfect and also don't smell, odorize everything. Neutralize all the odor that attract the insect. Clean them all once and for all, put them all in the sun, whatever infested, put them in the sun to clean, shake them out, and clean them every day or as often as possible with the vinegar and water. 50-50, huh? 50 vinegar, 50 water. Could be more vinegar possible if you can bear the smell. And you have to spray your windows frame and your doors frame with the insect repellent. Yeah, the one harmless one, outside of your house, then the insect don't come in. Yeah, later. Otherwise, they will keep coming all the time. You spray them once a week or once every while, then they don't come in. Okay, and you have to keep yourself washed and clean and hygienic. Then they don't have the ground to breathe in your house.
Master, is it already fixed or determined that a particular child will be born good or bad? I'm a mother and I worry about my children and bad influences.
Yeah, possible that some are born a little bit lack of control, lack of gentleness. But with proper guidance and spiritual help, they would change.
Master, here in America, cows are treated cruelly. The milk contains a growth hormone, and many cheeses are made with a dead cow's stomach. Should we be vegans?
Yeah.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk.
Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness.
Q fever, norovirus. Swine flu.
Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections and other dangerous bacteria strains.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Food poisoning, heart attack, kidney failure from toxic additives like melamine and clenbuterol.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion US a year.
Cancer. Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colorectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion US. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 347 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion US spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion US each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Master, my wife has been a vegetarian for about 1 year, but ever since she became pregnant, she has been craving meat or eggs. What can she do?
Ask her. Well, is that a disciple or non-disciple? Who is that? Are you a disciple or not? She's not. Your wife is not, right? Convenient method. Okay. That is just an excuse. Blame it on the child, huh? Poor kid. Anyway, she's only a convenient method. If she doesn't want to eat vegetarian, we do not force her. Everything in our family here is volunteer. If you're ready to go home, I show you the way and how to get there and what to avoid on the journey to make yourself quicker and smoother travel. But if you do not feel ready to go home, you do what you want. Yeah, you eat meat, you drink wine, whatever. Okay? It's all up to you. It's all up to you. I only teach the people who want to learn. If they think they're not ready, it's okay with me. All right? Take it easy. Take time.
Master, I heard you say many times that when we are initiated, 5 to 7 generations are also saved. Does that mean they will be taken to the same level as the person that you initiate, or will they be on a different level? And can the initiated person visit them?
Oh, sure, can. Different levels. Different levels. Depends on how sincere they are inside and how much bad karma they have. But the initiate is free. He can visit anyone, anytime, anywhere. No problem. I mean, after the, you know, after the disease, or even during the existence, they always can come visit their people. And afterward, they'll be together all the time, no matter different level or not. Because you will be existing in different levels, not just one. For example, if your parents are in the astral level, which is the lowest of the spiritual level, and you are on the creative level, which is one level above, then you could also exist in the astral level at the same time. Because wherever you go, you earn one more extra level, but you exist in other level as well, if you want to. So your parents will see that you're always there with them too. And in the meantime, you are in a higher level. Everyone else in that higher level can also see you. Understand this? So there's no feeling of lacking or missing or separation in the spiritual kingdom. It's different than here.
Dear Master, after we have been enlightened and we reach the level of Jesus or the Buddha, are there even higher levels to learn or reach?
Yes, yes, yes. Much higher to go. That is just the level of the general mastership. There are much more. Anywhere you want to go, higher, lower, doesn't matter. But when you reach mastership, that's okay already. Yes.
I am impatient with myself to become enlightened, but I fight within about this. How can I be more patient with myself and with other people's development?
That's a very general question. It depends on what kind of meditation you practice, and it depends on how much you practice. Okay? Yes.
Master, I had a grand mal seizure. Why does this type of lesson happen? It's a major seizure, body ailment.
We explained already before. Either we lack of spiritual strength, or we are emotionally unbalanced due to some sadness, or either we are physically not well taken care of. So check what is your case. I would recommend the one medicine for everyone, for all illness, that is the Kuan Yin method.
Dear Master, what do you think about organ donations after we die?
I don't think anything. You give what you have and what you want. No problem. Just like giving money, yeah?
Does Kriya Yoga, as described in Autobiography of a Yogi, relate to Kuan Yin?
Yes and no. Why are you asking another one? We are here for Kuan Yin method. Okay?
Why did God put us through a human existence and all the trials and tribulations to realize ourselves when we were perfect to start with?
Because we want to have fun. You see, a lot of rich people, they go on vacation every day, you know, every year or every time. You see them? Rich people. People have big mansion, servants all over the house. What do they do when they go to vacation? Sometimes they rent a third hut, so small. Yeah? It looks like a poor person's house. And they go out and rolling boats, you know, sweating in the sun. While they have a big yacht that costs hundreds of millions of dollars at home, with engine that runs to the moon. For example, yeah, we want to have fun, okay? When it's fun, it doesn't matter what we do. We did not recognize our perfect self until we came here in the world of imperfection, and that's what it is, to see the reflection so we can know ourselves. This world is created so that we can know ourselves, know God. It's like woman is created so that there is a difference between man and woman. If there is no comparison, we would not know ourselves. You got it? Yeah. Yeah. Same like the rich man, huh? After rolling, sweating in the sun for a month and living in thatchhood and simple living, he's glad to go back to his palace. Yeah? He's glad to go back to his yacht and his airplane and his convenience and everything that is a comfortable life.
Dear Master, I don't know if I'm ready to go home. I admire you. I have a desire to meditate and know God. Yet at the same time, there are talents and skills and strength that I want to develop in this lifetime. Does this mean that I'm not ready to go home? Does it mean I'm not at a high enough level to be initiated?
No. You just love life. That's good, good, good. That's wonderful. You shouldn't wait until you lose all those strengths, your talent, your power, depressed and poor and handicapped or whatever to get enlightenment. You should do it when you're fully, you know, happy and have everything. That's the perfect time, okay? And that means you are very high level because you have all these, you have all the blessing, and you still want to see God, and you are saints already, okay?
Master, if a person is initiated and he practices a little, but then he gives up, and then a few years later he dies, is it possible for him to reincarnate back into this world, or will you just take him up?
It depends on the master. And depends on the person. The Supreme Master Qinghai, she would take him up. If he wants to. Nothing impossible with this woman. She's cool.
King James Version says, except you become as a little child, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. What does this mean?
That means we have to cleanse ourselves of all the preconceived ideas, cleanse ourselves of all the previous karmic hindrance that is saturated our mind and body and emotion. After the initiation, the master cleanses you. Cleanse you with fire, with the spiritual blessing and bath inside. Make you shining pure innocent again, like a kid. That's why you can see heaven immediately. Yeah?
Master, you said that bad karma is caused by ourselves, by our own moral standard and our experiences. So if a person has no moral standard, will their bad karma be less because they do bad deeds but they don't think it's bad? Or if a person has a bad memory and he forgets about some of his bad deeds, does that mean that his bad karma won't be as much?
Wow, that's a good excuse. Yeah, just go rob the bank and tell the police, I have forgotten what I did yesterday. You think the police will believe it? Huh? With all your fingerprints and your face on the camera and everything? It's a nice way to cheat God, but it's difficult. No matter what kind of mental ability we have, what kind of disposition we're in, whatever we do is registered in our subconscious mind, and it will never, never, ever fade away unless treated by spiritual power, erased from inside of the subconscious mind. And that's how we are redeemed. That's how we became as a child again after initiation.
Dear Master, if I am unhappy in my marriage, can I divorce my husband? How do I know when is the right time to do this?
My God. My God. Well, talk to your husband. Yeah? As both of you have to agree on the same thing, then it's okay. Yeah? But you have to leave him if you have a better purpose, not just to run away from problem, because the next man you meet might have the worst problem for you, because the interest increase, the bad karma.
Master, when an initiate returns from a three-day retreat, why do people see them as different or changed?
Well, because they became cleanser, yeah, more purified, more radiant, yes.
Can a person participate in an international retreat with their spiritual body? How is it different than coming in their physical body?
Oh, I understand. So she wants to stay at home and then say, okay, I'm going with you by my heart. Is that right? Wow, that's very convenient. That's a good idea. Next time you come here, I just say, well, I'll be here in my heart and I don't have to appear in physical, huh? Can I do that? No. See? See? You answer yourself. Wonderful ideas you have, my God.
Dear Master, I am 79 years old. I was able to see you in Florida the first time to visit America. This is my luckiest day. Thank you, Master. I'd really like to get initiation, even though I was told that I'm too old. I'm in very, very good health. Master, please, can I get initiation?
You have a lot of good health, but not a lot of time. Okay? If you want to study in college, you have to have some time. Understand? There's time for something. Okay? Go get the convenient method. That's excellent already. Okay?
Master, I am a disciple from mainland China. I'm very grateful to be able to see you before going back to China. Wish you happy and beautiful forever for all of the fellow China disciples.
Thank you.
And I have two last questions.
Okay.
The first question, many people ask this question. May I travel with you and attempt to spread teachings to the Westerners? I am searching to make a life of service to my fellow man.
You just stay where you are, serve your family members and your community, and that is serving the world. And that is traveling with me. Traveling with me doesn't mean physical. Traveling, same idea, same direction. And we will all get there in time. Okay? Because if you travel with me, the many inconvenience things, your family members will miss you. Your society will be short of one diligent, talented workers. Yeah, just like a house needs many bricks to sustain its structure. Yeah, take one away and then things will be different. Stay where you are, be a saint. Okay?
Master, does the angel of Maya and the karmic masters both work together to keep people here in bondage?
Yeah, they do. They are one and the same. They are good. They're good. They're doing their good job. Strengthen your determination, yeah? To know yourself.
Can a person get initiated today and right away, or maybe within a short time, be able to help the people he loves to lessen their suffering?
Sure. In a certain extent, yes. Right away. Right away, because you do not know how many generations of your ancestors are being lifted to a higher dimension, out of hell, out of suffering. You don't know, right away. And also during the course of your life here, you will help countless people, okay?
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try it alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
We thank you for your presence on today's Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more uplifting and constructive programs 24 hours a day, every day of the week. Coming up next is Miracles on the Path, right after Noteworthy News. May all beings rejoice in the love and blessings of heaven.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.